The sound of a shovel hitting the dirt, the feeling of the earth in your hands, the joy of watching plants flower and grow. Gardening is just plain old therapeutic. Reporter Monica Velez takes us to a garden in Chowchilla that is giving women the chance to nurture and heal.
In the garden, women pull unwanted weeds out of the dirt. Some use their bare hands, others wear gloves. There are wildflowers, succulents, lavender, thyme, and perennials. 33-year-old Sol Mercado helped design this garden a year and a half ago.
And we were just like building everything from scratch. Like we had mulch in our eyes, we had, you know, like dirt, it was really high, but we still pushed through and we got it done. You know, we were all working as a team and it was really nice.
Mercado and a group of about two dozen women garden every Friday afternoon to escape the monotony of the concrete walls and barbed wire where they reside. Mercado has lived here for almost 15 years. In one of the largest women prisons in the country, the Central California Women's Facility, or CCWF.
I committed my crime when I was a day after my 19th birthday. I shot and killed a rival gang member.
Mercado says she was just 12 when she joined a gang. Her parents split when she was three. She endured sexual and domestic abuse, and she turned to the streets as a way to cope, or what she refers to as a path of destruction.
There's no justification, no excuse for what I did. I can't blame it on him. I can't blame it on nobody. But I made a lot of bad choices. And at that moment, I didn't care about nobody or myself.
Mercado was sentenced to 31 years, but she will get a parole hearing by 2021. And while she's in here, she says she's starting to find some purpose. She has a second chance and says she's trying to honor the life she took.
Doing activities like this, I learn a lot about myself. And I challenged myself to do things that I never done before, that nobody ever told me, hey, you can do this, you got this, you know. I never had any encouragement out there. It was always encouragement to do the bad things.
The warden at CCWF, Janelle Espinoza, says the garden gives the women a sense of worth.
I tell them, use prison as a platform to transform your life.
The garden is part of the Insight Garden program, a nonprofit that aims to connect people in prison with nature, the community, and themselves. Once a week, women garden, then they meditate and end with a two-hour class. They learn about the environment and work on personal development. The program is in nine other California prisons. Beth Wakis, the executive director of Insight Garden, says the program also provides resources for people once they're released.
So that when they leave, they have the resources and support they need, and we want to be there for them. I think that, you know, the majority of the people that we work with don't come back, and they become productive leaders in their communities, and that's what we're striving for, is to send them back and really have meaningful work and meaningful relationships and meaningful connections with the people they love.
The likelihood is high that people who are incarcerated will end up in jail or prison again. This program tries to change that. Over an eight-year period, the program followed 118 people who were released from San Quentin, where the program started. Wakis says only 11 returned to prison or jail within 3 years. Dina Velasquez is sitting in a white gazebo by the entrance to Community Regional Medical Center in downtown Fresno. Velasquez says she comes here sometimes to meditate and reflect.
For somebody like us, it would be like you really have to know how to cut out the outside noise.
When you say somebody like us, what do you mean by that?
Someone that's been incarcerated. Because when you're incarcerated, you don't hear all the noise of the cars, the birds. You know.
Velasquez was in prison for second-degree murder. She did 33 years and just got out in December. She says the Insight Garden program gave her a different perspective.
During that time is that they brought freedom to me. They brought freedom to me because now I had access to different types of plants that were out here in the real world. It brought me a piece of home.
The program connected Velasquez to organizations that are helping her reintegrate into society. The RAND Corporation, a research center organization focused on public policy, says rehab programs like the garden can help reduce recidivism. But they must take into account the types of issues those who are incarcerated face. These include substance abuse and antisocial personality or temperament. Back at CCWF, Norma Sanchez digs up some weeds in the garden. She says she joined the Insight Garden program for the credits, which shave time off prison sentences when accumulated. But now it's more than that.
Mi hija tiene en escuela le están enseñando también sobre plantas. So para mí,
she says her daughter is learning about plants in elementary school. That is something that connects them regardless of the distance. They even swap stories about how their plants are growing. Sanchez says it helps her have a relationship with her daughter. She's been in prison for 7 years and has 6 more to go. She's in here for attempted murder. For her, gardening is a privilege. The way her life was going, she never would have had the chance to learn about plants on the outside. But now, she says, when she gets out, she's going to start her own garden. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.